The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We may have lost the battle, but we're sure as hell going to win the war.
So according to this account, Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, secretly colluded with our chief military rival to undercut the elected president of the United States. It is a crime.
I don't think there's any doubt that at a minimum he should be fired if this is true. Now, for the sake of our country, I hope that it's not true.
If it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that's treason.
Now, from the Relief Factor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There are days I can come into this studio and talk about the political divide in America. Sometimes our side wins, sometimes their side wins. Gavin Newsom held on to his job last night. I'm very disappointed, but extremely proud of Larry Elder and the very brief but spirited, passionate campaign he had. The Democrats are gloating. They're rubbing our noses in it. You know what? Okay, California, if Newsom locks you down again, shuts down the schools, you got rising poverty, crime, homelessness, filth, COVID disaster, you deserve whatever you get. But politically, so be it. I saw the guy from Star Trek, the activist who was George Takei or Takai. He had a fairly humorous tweet that said the margin of victory was so big that should constitute elder abuse. You know, get it? Larry Elder, elder abuse. I get. Where's my drum? Where's my rim shot? I can't find my rim shot. I was gonna do my. Oh yeah, I get it. Tip George. He's going to be here all. Tip your waitresses. George will be performing at the haha room all weekend long. But I get it. That's political. It's a political victory. A lot of Democrats in California, and not enough of them stood up and tried to save their state. Okay. You know what's not political? You know what shouldn't be political? The reporting that suggests that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff reassured the Chinese Communist Party's liberal army general that he would give the communist country a heads up if President Trump launched an attack on China in the final months of his presidency. This was done apparently in a series of reported phone calls with General Milley reassuring China that we'd give them a heads up if we were going to attack them. Now, first of all, the idea that Trump would have ever considered an attack on China is beyond preposterous. It's a complete bald-faced, brazen effort to continue to make people try to hate Trump. As my friend Mark Davis in Dallas points out, Trump hatred erodes the brain. It eats at your brain. People who hate Trump turn into irrational kooks. Kooks sit around and say, "Oh, I think Donald Trump was going to nuke China." General Milley is a kook, if this is true. Now, I don't know. It's Bob Woodward and Robert Costa's reporting in secret phone calls, according to Bob Woodward's book. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to assure China that we would not strike He was literally committing treason, according to the book. Again, I would always do that caveat, according to the book. If the book is true, if the book is correct, you got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs acting like a traitor. What else would constitute treason? You're going to go to our enemy and warn them that we might strike, and if we do, we'll let you know? We'll give the communist Chinese a heads up in advance of a potential strike? Take the possibility that Trump would ever nuke anything, considering Trump was the first president since Jimmy Carter not to start any wars. Donald Trump was averse to starting wars. He didn't want to bomb anybody. He wanted to end wars. But take that off the table. We could speculate about that. You could have such Trump derangement syndrome that has poisoned your critical thinking skills that you think Trump was sitting around like Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers movies with a cat on his lap saying, I think I'm going to nuke Sweden tomorrow. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. You're a kook. Only kooks think that. Take that. Let's just set that aside for just a moment. Republicans and Democrats can agree that treason is treason is treason. Period. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs doesn't have the authority to do an end around with the commander in chief. He just doesn't. If he hated Trump so much, and he did, he had an obligation. He had a duty to step down. That's the step he could have taken. Not calling China secretly and undermining the president of the United States. Are you kidding me? Now, this is not political. Democrats and Republicans should agree. Do you want to know what the left is saying about General Milley? Let me give you an example.
He seems to be the greatest patriot that was on duty during the previous administration. I have to say, is emerging as a pretty important and heroic American figure in this era.
I don't blame General Milley for any of this, in as much as I blame Donald Trump.
He felt he couldn't trust Trump and needed to take all necessary precautions to prevent him from doing something dangerous.
They're praising him. They're praising a traitor. Joy Reid, the Lincoln Project guy, the woman on CNN you just heard from, are praising a traitor. Period. No other way to describe this. This is absolute treason. And there's a great analysis over at The Federalist. I love The Federalist more and more every day. But these alleged secret calls are yet another reason Americans think the system is rigged. The Trump-hating Lincoln Project guys can blame Trump for General Milley's behavior all day long. The story isn't Trump. It doesn't have anything to do with Trump. No matter how much the corrupt corporate media would have it be so. The story is that a military leader defied civilian control over the direction of America's foreign policy and did so through secret talks with our chief adversary on the global stage. Civilian control over the military is not something to just be jettisoned when you disagree with the people's choice. General Milley clearly didn't like the people's choice, Donald Trump. Instead of stepping down as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, he tried to undermine Trump. Well, he did undermine Trump under the guise of saving democracy. Listen, I get why goofy Joy Reid is going to say what she says. Joy Reid's going to Joy Reid. In fact, boy, did she get smacked down by Nicki Minaj. Have you heard about that? Nicki Minaj, the rap artist, who appears to be hesitant about the vaccine and wouldn't go to the Met Gala. She said, if I get the vaccine, it's not going to be because of the Met Gala. Now, Nicki Minaj has a huge following. Very popular rap artist. Joy Reid called her out. What Nicki Minaj says about Joy Reid, oh my gosh, I don't think I can say it on the radio, but she calls her a lying, homophobic blank. And it's a C word that is not the C word you think it is. It's a racial C word. It's terrible. I mean, it's a bad word. It is, but Nicki Minaj has apparently, I'm told by friends of mine who like Nicki Minaj, she has a fierce, loyal army, and they are now on Joy Reid's back. And she's referring, incidentally, to Joy Reid's past homophobic tweets that were unearthed. Remember when Joy Reid pitifully tried to pretend her account was hacked, and then she backed off of that and apologized, you know, for her homophobic things that she said, some progressive. And Nicki Minaj called her out on it big time. Anyway, forget that. Joy Reid's going to Joy Reid. MSNBC's going to MSNBC. But normal Americans who are either Republicans or Democrats, independents, whatever you are, treason is treason. A crime is a crime. And I get that there is zero accountability with this Biden administration. They're not taking any responsibility for the Afghanistan debacle. They're not taking any responsibility for the coronavirus debacle. They're not taking responsibility for anything. They're not taking responsibility for the border. They're not taking responsibility for anything. Mark Milley needs to take responsibility for this, if it's true. I think he's got a lot of explaining to do. And, you know, I think it's the third or fourth week of September. General Mark Milley is scheduled to testify before Congress. My prediction, he'll quit before that. He will resign before that. He will use the excuse, well, maybe the logical explanation, I can no longer be a distraction. I need to resign my position as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I don't know how in the world he's going to face Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, John Kennedy, many others in Washington, D.C. He'll be out before then. Welcome in to a Wednesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 1-800-655-MIKE. Lines are already jammed. If you can't get through on our busy lines, you can always text us on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. However you get here, get here, because we want to hear from you.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
Mike, nothing will happen to General Milley. General Milley not only works for the Chinese, but he works for other people in our government. who work for the Chinese. And I'm guessing they have assured him nothing will happen.
If this is true, Milley needs to be court-martialed. But we need to find out how Bob Woodward got a hold of a secret cult phone call. Nobody's talking about that. Thank you.
Well, it's Milley. Milley was leaking, apparently. Milley was the source of a lot of this stuff. But the reactions are incredible. Katie Pavlich has been all over this at townhall.com. Headline, new reporting shows General Milley committed treason. All kinds of calls, not only for him to be court-martialed, arrested. Let me read some of the reactions on Twitter. I know we're supposed to be all worried about how crazy Trump was in this story, but if this is true, is legit, it is legit treason. Milley's insane and reckless actions could have triggered a first strike by China on American cities. Even Alexander Vindman, remember him? If that guy says that Milley went too far, you got a problem. Alexander Vindman, he was the military guy who was the Trump hater who turned against Trump, remember early on testified? He tweeted, if this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority, broke chain of command, and violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It's an extremely dangerous precedent. You can't simply walk away from that. Of course, that's true. Absolutely true. And Andy has a great point. Nancy Pelosi is playing a big role in Bob Woodward and Robert Costa's reporting. Hey, Andy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, great. Thank you for taking my call. In his notes, he said that he conferred with Nancy, and I'm on your side. Then Nancy went back to the caucus and told them about their successful political coup of the United States of America to take control of our nuclear stockpile.
You know,
she should not be in.
She should not
ahead.
Be. No. You're so right. This is so important. Because, and you know what's happened, Andy? With all of the hubbub about Milley, it's almost like Pelosi's nefarious role in this is being minimized. But you're right. You caught it. And the whole world needs to see what role that despicable Nancy Pelosi played in this whole scheme.
And the members that were informed in her caucus are equally guilty of treason. Every senator, every congressman that was in that meeting that didn't notify us, the civilian owners of this country, what they had done is treason. They need to be held accountable also.
There's no question that the Democrats are praying this blows over quickly. And I don't know that it can. This is huge. And again, if you're not aware of Nancy Pelosi's role, I mean, she is beyond reprehensible. This vicious, vile old lady, she ought to go too. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free, no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Mike Gallagher Show.
But the fact of the matter is, where it leaves us now is not a good place. I think China and Russia and Iran look at this botched withdrawal and what they see is incompetence that they think they might be able to exploit. I think the Europeans, our allies, they're now wondering about our reliability, the credibility of our defense agreements with them, but they also have to be really, really upset at the prospects of a massive refugee crisis landing right on their borders here very soon.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Great having you here on a Wednesday. We're fighting the good fight, you and me. Brought to you in part by Fellowship Home Loans. What great people. I'm in the middle of a refi with them right now. They're getting a property that I own from 6.375%. I'm going to have a 3% interest rate. You got to get on board. Get going. 800-510-MIKE. Give them a call. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home. I also love telling you about Balance of Nature, and every single day I take my Balance of Nature fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember how you used to have more energy when you were more vibrant, when you felt healthier than you do now? Don't blame just aging for how poorly you feel. I'll bet you're not getting enough fruits and veggies in your system. I want you to try Balance of Nature. I've been taking Balance of Nature for a few years now. Knowing that I'm getting vital nutrients every single day sourced from 31 fruits and veggies has made a huge difference in my life. Like I like to say, it feels good to feel good. It feels great to feel good. 10 servings daily of fruits and veggies in 6 small capsules. What are you waiting for? Come join me on the Balance of Nature journey. All new preferred customers will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order when you use the discount code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code Mike G. I mentioned I wasn't going to talk about this Nicki Minaj thing, but I can't resist pointing out the complete, shameless, rank hypocrisy of the left when it comes to COVID and the vaccine. I just saw news that the big National Association of Broadcasters convention, scheduled for next month in Las Vegas, canceled because of COVID. Which, you know, I compare that to going to a Broadway show last night. I went and saw Chicago, the longest running Broadway musical. 25 years that show's been running. Boy, the investors in Chicago, incidentally, they made bank. Because that show, first of all, doesn't cost a whole lot to mount. But it returned last night. A bunch of Broadway shows reopened. And what they do on Broadway, here it is, New York City, they're trying to get back, opening up these theaters. You got to show your vaccine card at the door. You got to wear your mask during the performance. But it's back. The audience, I mean, I'm going to say something right now that is heresy to many of my listeners. So brace yourself. If you're driving, stay focused on the road, 10 to 2, okay? Wearing a mask is not that big a deal for me in a Broadway show. It's just not. It's not. People are still laughing and cheering and clapping and enjoying it. And these theaters, you're elbow to elbow with people. Maybe not a bad idea. I also, thanks to some sharp listeners, I found a new mask. Have you heard about the unmask? Now, I don't think it works, so I'm probably a super spreader by now. I'm convinced I'm going to drop. It's like a mask you can breathe through, and I'm not advertising for them, but I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, you can find it online. It's called the unmask, and the thing's got like little holes in it. I mean, you can't really tell from wearing it, but I guess it works. I don't know. I mean, I like having a mask that doesn't feel like I got a mask on. But now, I've already been to Hadestown on Broadway and Chicago. I'm a theater guy. I love theater. I just, it's my thing. I just appreciate it. Tonight, I'm going to see Hamilton. And there they are canceling the NAB. And according to Biden and the smart kids in the room, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, Nicki Minaj, the big rap superstar, has expressed vaccine hesitancy. Something about her cousin in Trinidad. I mean, I don't mean to be vulgar here, but it has something to do with her cousin's friend in Trinidad and his swollen testicles. I don't know. She thinks maybe the vaccine caused his. And listen, I don't want any. I don't want swollen testicles. Okay, I draw the line at that. I'm against that. So I would like not to get that, but now I'm struggling with having to get the booster because I got the J&J shot, the single dose. New York Times had a big article this week. What about everybody on the Johnson & Johnson regimen? Nobody ever talks about the booster shots for us. And now there's a suggestion in the New York Times, anyway, that doctors who have gotten the Johnson & Johnson single dose are going to get a single dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine as a booster. Now, I'm no doctor. I don't like the idea of mixing up vaccines. Swollen testicles might be the least of my problem after I get all these vaccines merged. I might have a lot of things that are swollen and not in a good way. So Nicki Minaj's cousin's swollen testicles are evidently causing some vaccine hesitancy on her part. And she tweeted out, I'm not going to the Met. I'm not going to get the vaccine to go to the Met if I get. And I liked what she said. She said, if I get the vaccine, it's not going to go to the stupid Met gala where that dummy AOC's marching around with a white dress on with tax the rich lettering on it. And that dress, I'm telling you, look at that dress. It looks like a giant Chick-fil-A bag. It's the same font as the Chick-fil-A letters. I'm telling you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got trolled by the designer who made her put on a giant Chick-fil-A bag at the Met Gala. And she thinks it's, you know, beautiful and wonderful and artistic. Big dummy. She's dumber than a bag of hair, I swear. She thinks she's making some statement at the Met Gala, $35,000 a ticket, and she's got a dress on that says tax the rich. And now she's in trouble, incidentally, because at $35,000 a ticket, she accepted that gift, and apparently there's all kinds of ethics violations that she committed. So AOC, with her stupid, you know, dumb Chick-fil-A bag dress on, may not be out of the woods yet. Anyway, Nicki Minaj doesn't want to get the vaccine. She's being attacked by Joy Reid over at MSNBC. And Trevor Noah from Comedy Central steps into the fray. Listen to what Trevor Noah says about Nicki Minaj's vaccine hesitancy. Now, imagine, if you will, Trevor Noah urging, you know, patience for all these Republicans and conservatives who are vaccine hesitant. I don't think he'd say that about us. And I say us, meaning Republicans. I mean, I got the vaccine. But listen to what Trevor Noah says about Nicki Minaj.
She even dug up an old tweet from last year where Joy Reid was saying that she would never trust the vaccine because it was developed under Donald Trump. And honestly, I think Nicki has a point here. I mean, Joy Reid was skeptical of the vaccine just a year ago, right? Just a year ago. She was like, I don't trust this vaccine and I'll never trust the vaccine. In fact, a lot of liberals were in the same position. And people like that should probably have a little more patience for people who haven't gotten over that hesitancy as fast as they have. You know, you're like, yeah, I'm over it now. I'm with the vaccine. But you also had to get there. Have a little patience.
Oh, have a little patience for Nicki Minaj, huh? I see. If it's Nicki Minaj who's got vaccine hesitancy, Trevor Noah thinks we should have a little patience. Maybe we should have patience for this doozy.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Uh-huh. Remember when Kamala Harris? Wasn't all that long ago. And it wasn't just Kamala Harris. Nancy Pelosi, circle back Jen Psaki, even Biden himself expressed skepticism about the vaccine. So now if people are skeptical and hesitant, they get their heads cut off by the beast, unless you're Nicki Minaj. Then, of course, it's okay. We should be patient, says Trevor Noah. What a bunch of hypocrites. I have said over and over again, I believe in the vaccine. I got the vaccine. Everybody in my family got the vaccine. But I'll be damned if I'm going to denounce anybody who is resistant to the vaccine, whether you're white, black, or green. There's a whole lot of people that doubt the efficacy of the vaccine. Look at this booster thing. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. I got an article here from the New York Times about a booster shot for Johnson & Johnson. And again, the reporting in the New York Times article, it's called the J&J conundrum. People who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are often ignored. So there's a whole New York Times newsletter dedicated to people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And wait till you hear the New York Times analysis. They're suggesting you can lie or might lie about getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine so that you can get a single dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine in order to have a booster, have booster protection. And I honestly don't know what to do. Let me talk about it with you. 1-800-655-MIKE. You're the smartest folks I know. Give me your advice. Do you have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Wait till you hear from the New York Times this week, the J&J conundrum. I've got a friend who already set up an appointment this Friday to get the Pfizer one-dose vaccine, one dose of it, as a booster to his Johnson & Johnson shot because of this article in the New York Times. And I'm thinking, I don't think that sounds like a good idea. But the New York Times suggests sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands and you can't wait for the data and for reporting to come through. I admit this. I don't want to get the virus. I admit it. You see, another conservative radio host this week died. That makes like six in the last like 5 weeks. The left is joking that these conservative radio hosts were dropping like flies. Well, you know, you can laugh about it. This is a life or death thing. And there are people who, of course, are dying from coronavirus. There are people who are vaccinated who have died of coronavirus. I know, the vaccine isn't perfect. But what are we supposed to do? These are questions that are reasonable. These are fair. Perhaps Trevor Noah is right. We should have more patience for everybody who is vaccine hesitant.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Hi, Mike. This is Smitty in Arizona. I've got a daughter working for three different hospitals up in northern Arizona, and she sees a lot of cases come in, a big portion of which have been vaccinated and coming in with COVID and serious problems like lung damage and stuff like that. So just want to let you know that a lot of the medical personnel out there are seeing problems like that. And thank you for your time.
Hey, Mike, I don't know. If I got the J&J vaccine, I don't think that I would mix it with the other ones because they're two totally different vaccines. One is an mRNA and the other one uses the virus. I don't know. I'd be kind of scared.
Hi, Mike. I think most of your regular listeners know that the last thing you're going to need to worry about is swollen testicles. So just take it easy.
I think I was just insulted. I think that was a dig. I think that was actually an attack on me, but I don't know. I can't tell. Maybe he was. Well, he's right. I mean, listen, I don't think anybody's worried about my swollen testicles. I'm worried about Nicki Minaj's cousins in Trinidad's swollen testicles. It's the fact that the cousins in Trinidad that just makes it just a complete party, you know? Here's the article from the New York Times. From the start, J&J's single shot has appeared to be less effective than the two-shot vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. The J&J shot still provides good protection against serious illness, but not as much as the others. And the Delta variant may be widening the gap. So, federal officials have suggested they're likely to approve a booster shot for the J&J recipients eventually, but that could be weeks, if months away, if not months away. Regardless, many J&J recipients are less interested in receiving a second J&J shot than in getting a follow-up shot with either Moderna or Pfizer. It's known as the mix-and-match approach. Many experts believe that this approach will be effective, maybe even more effective than two shots of the same vaccine. Britain used this strategy, giving many people who received the AstraZeneca vaccine a second shot with Moderna or Pfizer. But there's still not much data on the benefits or risks of combining a J&J shot with a different vaccine. When Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, was asked whether she considered it a mistake for Johnson & Johnson recipients to pursue Moderna or Pfizer with a follow-up, she said, "Not with what we've seen so far." That's a remarkable and telling statement. Now, getting a follow-up shot with Moderna or Pfizer may not be easy. Doctors often refuse to give them since the government hasn't authorized it. Still, they say, if you want a shot, you have a few options. This is the New York Times. You can try different drugstores or clinics hoping to find one that is willing to give a Pfizer or Moderna shot to a J&J recipient, or one that won't ask about your history. You can also choose to be less than fully honest. You won't be alone. Okay, New York Times, tell your readers to lie. Here's Dr. Yerkes in Illinois, wants to talk about COVID and the J&J shot and antibodies. Hey. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm Dr. Yerkes. I'm Dr. Y. I met you in Chicago. I ran for Congress in the Illinois Congressional
District. Yes, sir. We got about a minute here. I want to get this quick. Yeah. Make your point, please.
What is your COVID antibody 19 antibody value? That's what we should be asking. The COVID 19 antibody value. Mine is actually 24.6. Natural immunity matters.
Yeah, and you know what? Somebody just told me, doctor. Somebody just texted me that you can get an antibodies test at just about any pharmacy for $30.
Yeah, it's a blood test. You got to get a blood test. I've actually had it three times. I had that three times. I had COVID-19 twice, and I didn't give it to anybody. I didn't even have any symptoms.
Oh wow. Interesting. Interesting. Well, I've got a friend who had COVID supposedly back last year, and now she doesn't have any antibodies in her blood test. It's all hard to figure out. Doctor, I'm sorry we're up against the clock. Nice to talk to you again. We'll try to figure it out. I don't know. I mean, it's every day is a crapshoot. I joke that I'll get Joey Hudson, my buddy in South Carolina, said, "You going to get any boosters?" I'm going to get 12. And everything's going to swell up on me. I have a head swollen like a water balloon.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.